With our graphite furnace then, we definitely don't need pre-concentration. The techniques have their limitations, metals and metalloids. So this is now quite important. I said the aim of the game in the analytical section is going to have to be, I tell you what the analyte is, I tell you what the matrix is, you figure out how you would get that thing through an analytical lab from start to finish. So you'll be going, in this case, well, it's a transition metal, it's floating around in water, this is dead easy, it's just off to an atomic technique. And I look at the value, oh, he's got 20 parts per million, that would overload a graphite furnace, so I just go to flame AA. Yep. We wouldn't go to flame atomic emission because we know that there's not sufficient sensitivity in terms of getting our excited state, so atomic absorption would be what we use. What's an example of a metalloid? Periodic table, where are we going to find it? Yeah. It's on the diagonal, yes. Yeah, germaniums and antimonies and things like that. Those are the guys that are sitting down on that diagonal. But you're right. So it's in between the metals and the non-metals. That's the limit of atomic absorption. It doesn't work for the non-metals. So we've got to have a different suite of techniques. Now, just as for the UV visible and for the other methods that we'll be going through, we have to have a calibration curve. So calibration curve made using a set of standard solutions. You can see the essence here. You put your standard solution in the beaker down the bottom. You would run it through your flame. So you're aspirating, just sucking some of that sample into the flame. The flame then, in this case, the fuel's acetylene. The air goes in. We put it into the hottest part of the flame. We've then got our light shining through. We monochromate, fed it through the monochromator to select the wavelength. We feed it through a electron multiplier here, and we get a signal out the other end. Now this is a historical old machine, but why I put it in there is that in the electron notes, you can vaguely see there's a volumetric flask sitting there. It's sucking up the sample, the flame sitting here. You've got an antique sort of computer over here. You've got some valves that control the gases, and the light's being shone through the sample. These days, all these boxes are getting so sophisticated now, you really can't see at all what's going on. And that's why using some of the older bits of gear is useful, because you at least can physically get a bit of feeling for how these things work.